Hey, good morning and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, I believe that God is blessing you more and more every day. Hallelujah. We have a wonderful promise today. The promise is what God gave to Abraham. Now, this promise is something like this. In Genesis 17:17, then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear a fruit? That was the doubt. That was the question mark for Abraham when God came to him, spoke to him, and released the promise upon his life. My dear brother, my dear sister, my loving dear people, I want you to understand, whenever God gives you promise, He actually, as I said yesterday, He actually authorized it immediately so that it can start working in your life. Now, when God gave this promise to Abraham, even Abraham disbelieved it and laughed in his heart. What Sarah did? Sarah disbelieved it and she laughed openly. So, both of them laughed. But what people normally say is Sarah laughed. No, the truth is both of them, the both couples laughed. They both disbelieved it. And they said, oh, this is impossible. How can it be? I'm 100 years old. Sarah is 90 years old. How can Sarah give birth at this age? How can I have children at this age? This was the situation. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, what Abraham and what Sarah were thinking is their personal surroundings, personal situation, their body strength, and their educational skills or their knowledge or whatever it is, you know, whatever you call it the community knowledge, or you call it the medical knowledge, or you call it physical knowledge or educational knowledge, whatever it is, the circumstance knowledge. Now, my dear brother and sister, when you depend on your circumstance knowledge, you cannot connect that to the God's promise. Now, God's knowledge is completely different to the worldly educational knowledge. What you gain on this earth, it's so small to God that God can turn things up and down. My dear brother and sister, when God gave this promise to Abraham, Abraham and his wife, Abraham disbelieved in his heart. Sarah disbelieved openly. But what God told is, I am going to bless you and give you a fruit. I'm going to open your womb. And next year by this time, you will give birth to a baby. Hallelujah. Today, you might be in the same circumstance. Today, you might be in the same situation and thinking that God gave me promise and it is not happening and it is not fulfilling. Oh, what is it? Is it a kind of joke God made with me? Hey, God will not make a joke with you. He promises and He fulfills it. That's what He says. When He promises, He will fulfill it. My dear brother, hallelujah. God is so wonderful that He has a plan to bless you. God made Abraham, you know, a blessing to multitude. A blessing to multitude. His promise to make Abraham a blessing to a multitude. And Abraham didn't believe it. He laughed in his heart. Sarah didn't believe it. Now, when people, they don't believe it. Even though, if you don't believe today, the promise what God gave you, God is capable to fulfill it on your life. You need to know that. You need to understand this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Abraham wanted to speak to God and ask God to bless him immediately. But Abraham, when the angel was, oh God of mercy, hallelujah. See, I'm trying to explain you, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever situation you are, and whatever is your promise, if you think it is not possible to God, then you cannot inherit it. When God gives you promise, it is always completely opposite to your circumstance. That is the promise of God. That is what God says. I can do anything up and down. Impossible things, I will make it possible. If you don't believe, you see, I will make it for you. Now today, I tell you to laugh. If God has made some promise with you, Lord, and I want you to ask God and laugh at God and say, Lord, is it truly coming? Is it truly happening in my life? Hallelujah. And God will take it as a challenge, and God is going to bless you. My friends, I want you to have a relationship with God as a father, as a friend. Don't have a relationship with Him as if you have never seen Him, a God who is far away from you. No, He is not God to you. You need to understand. He is friend to you, He is father to you. He is God to somebody who is not in His house. He is God to somebody who has never believed in Jesus Christ. He is God to somebody who have never been baptized. He is God to somebody who has never been saved. But for you, He is father. He is Abba. He is your friend. He is your darling. He is your husband. Now you have rights to laugh and make comments. And you say, Lord, how is this going to be? How you are going to bless me? My situation is completely opposite to your promise. And when God delivers a promise at that situation, you don't need to worry. You just need to stand and believing. You just need to stand and say that one day is coming and God is going to bless you. One day is coming and God is going to open the way for me. God will make a way where there is no way. My dear brother and sister, whenever you see there is no way, that is the time God will come and make a way. That is God. That is your father. That is what He is caliber of. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to pray with you for your promise to come true. Now the promise is, today's the promise is, God, every promise what God gave you will come true again. Will come true in your life again. If you have lost hope, like if you have lost hope, you know, God is going to do it. God is going to do it today for you. You just need to believe it. Just need to believe it with me in the prayer. My loving Heavenly Father, I come into your presence. People out there, Lord, Father, the promises what you gave them was so big that, Lord, they thought this is possible, or this can this be done, or can it come true in my life or not. I don't know what they have thought, but Lord, I come into your presence today, Lord, including the promises what you gave to me, what the promises you gave to my family, the promises what you gave to the ministry, the promises what you gave to people on every year on 31st night of the December, when people collect the promises from the church, on 1st January when people collect promises from the church, Lord, if those promises are still pending, Lord, I pray that their promises shall come true in their life. Hey, this year, Lord, Daddy, I am coming into your presence and asking you that every promise what you gave to people this year in 2020 shall be fulfilled before they enter into 2021. Lord, every single promise shall come true in their life before they enter into 2021. In Jesus' name I ask you, including my promises, Lord, every promise what you gave to me shall come true before I enter into 2021. In the name of Jesus, I trust in your promise. I trust in your promise. And Lord, I am believing, I'm standing strong with full of faith. And I know that you have a plan to bless me, not at all to harm me, but to prosper me. And every plan, every promise what you gave, it is going to be fulfilled this year, this month, in Jesus' name, on everybody's life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, stay strong and believe it strong. No weapon can do anything to you, and no weapon will befall you, for you are a child of God, anointed and sealed by the blood of Jesus. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. You need to remember, you are covered by the blood of Jesus, and the blood is protecting you, and the blood and Jesus is responsible to fulfill the promise what He has given to you. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen.